This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Out. Adams leads off third. 1-0 pitch to Wood. Swinging a high fly ball, center field, deep. Back goes Hilliard to the warning track, at the wall. It's gone! James Wood does it! The long nightmare is over! Nets win it 4-3. He puts it on the batter's eye hill with a soaring, towering home run to straightaway center field. They're mobbing James Wood as he crosses the plate. His first career walk-off homer, his second homer of the day in dramatic fashion.
It's one of the best moments of 2025, Doc, but also erased one of the worst moments of 2025. That's what ended the 11-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Ugh, disaster. Grant and Danny on the Fan, Toby Altizer, Doc Walker sitting in for the guys today. I remember sitting in the press box for that one, Doc, and I'm pretty sure they had had opportunities to win that game and had blown those opportunities. Mm. And I'm sitting there, and they're trailing in the 10th inning. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. They're going to lose it. Maybe it was a 9th inning, but they're really going to lose this game. And James Wood comes to play, and I'm already packing up my stuff, basically. And then, boom, there's James Wood doing his thing. It made it a little less miserable, but still, losing 11 in a row is pretty tough.
Especially in baseball, it's like a slow drip.
Yeah.
Yeah, the time that it takes for the game and the whole nine yards, but it's the best, man, if you can have the stomach for it.
Yeah.
You know, to this generation of young people now, I'm impressed that they follow baseball. With the attention span of a gnat, and everything being programmed by phone, the fact that they still appreciate and find a way to still love the game.
Oh, yeah.
And to grow with baseball. I'm so pleased of that. Because for most of them, you know, they just don't have the bandwidth for it.
Yeah. Going back to the gridiron, though, I want to talk about coaches. We already know that Joe Witt, not likely to return. When you take a guy's play calling, offense or defense, that's pretty much the end. So Dan Quinn's been calling the defense. I've been asking people that have joined me the last couple of weeks for various shows what they want to see done when there is a new defensive coordinator hired, whether it's bring somebody in like Al Harris, first-time defensive coordinator, worked with DQ in Dallas, familiar, would run a similar system, right, understands what DQ likes to do, Or would you just like someone to come in that is their own, like Steve Spagnuolo type, right? Like that guy that runs his defense. You don't bother him.
It's the big fella at Michigan, the Wolverines. They just made a switch. He was with Baltimore.
Wink Martindale.
I really don't want anybody that's been involved with them in the past, to be honest with you.
Completely agree.
As a matter of fact, and this is where I don't know the relationship with the ownership and what they have. I don't know if it's just a GP thing. I don't think anybody should have free run and free reign of anybody's program that they don't own. In other words, if you don't have any dollars in the program, you can never be in control of it. That's my philosophy. So I'm going to step to you on every area and say, how are you going to fix the current situation that we have? Yeah. I'm not infringing upon your ability to do your job, but I'm not going to have you lower my stock or anything with me not understanding what your plan is. I don't give a damn about your relationships with people in your past. It's a result-based business. And the results that you just put forth for me are unacceptable, period. What are you going to do about it? And that's what I want to know. The 2026 for me is I've got questions. I need answers for it. Otherwise, what's going to stop this from happening again next season?
One thing for me that, if you want to hop in, feel free, 800-636-1067. One of the things that frustrates me about this is I don't know that the personnel was great this year. I don't think the...
Yes, you do.
I don't think the pass rushers were good enough.
Yes, you do know. They were terrible.
Yeah, okay, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
The personnel was not good enough this year.
No, not at all. Handpicked, let's preface this. The people that they selected and then they trained failed.
Correct. Personnel was not good enough. Up front, not good enough. Secondary, not good enough. Linebackers, not good enough. But I also don't think the scheme is effective in the modern NFL enough to be what this team should be running. Because one of the knocks on this team and this scheme in particular with Dan Quinn is, oh, well, the Shanahan-style offense eats his lunch. Half the teams in the NFL run that.
All the good ones do.
Yeah, I mean, like, so am I just supposed to be like, well, we're facing one of those Shanahan disciples. Looks like we're screwed this week. People forget. I remember I was working with our guy Max Ames. And
Mad
it was the
Max.
Day after
Big
that
fella.
Packers mm-hmm. and Cowboys playoff game mm-hmm. where the Packers just put a whooping on the Cowboys defense. Mm-hmm. And I said...
The playoff game.
I told Max because...
Maximilian.
He said he wanted Dan Quinn. I said, well, you can mark that guy off the list. They're not going to bring that guy in after that performance.
I'm with you.
What do you know? That guy is now the head coach here.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't stop a certain scheme, if you can't stop a certain, then what the heck are we doing? It's not like it's something that, we were talking about this before the show. It's not like the Shanahans are running the most exotic thing you've ever seen. Yeah, they have great designs and they do a great job, but their principles are largely the same. Run the ball, play action pass. What do you mean you can't stop that? That's the most basic football stuff in the world. From a defensive standpoint, you run the ball and play action off of it. Well, duh. Right? Like, they teach you that when you're five, when you're just learning about football. You run the ball so you can play action. You got to figure out how to stop it. If you can't stop it, and your personnel sucks. Because, to me, a lot of people look at this year and they go, oh, injuries. That's a big reason why. A fully healthy team this year, Doc.
Have you seen the Niners? Have you followed the Niners this year? See, this is what you have to do to people. I don't blame people for not knowing. It's not their profession. This is a casual for them. This is a hobby. So I'm not offended by any of it. The 49ers are all we should ever be talking about. They've had more injuries than most. And they spit on it and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a spit on it, let's keep moving forward mindset, then you're not going to be successful in pro sports. Because nobody gives a damn about your state of mind or your injury situation. That's a you problem.
Correct.
You get 53-man roster. You get to pick it. and you get to train it, that's on you. So what you're saying is that your backups are awful. Well, who picked them and who trained them? If our military had the effects that some of these coaches get away with, we'd be speaking other languages.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
We'd be in some serious
trouble.
Yeah,
we'd be speaking other languages. I'm so sick of hearing people who have the autonomy and the full authority to do whatever the hell they want to do with their team and then bitch about it when it don't work.
Yeah. I just don't think that while injuries played a role, I can't deny that. People are acting like if you took a pie chart of this, Doc, that it was 50, 60, 70%. No, it's not.
Mitchell Finley pie, blame. They call it the blame.
Yeah, the blame pie.
Blame pie.
To me, it's like at most 25%. This is the exercise that I was talking about last night. Take a fully healthy team. Assume you're playing in Darius's Madden League and you turned off the injuries. What does this Commanders team
finish? Has Darius ever won that league?
He has. He's won it a couple of times.
Okay.
He did quit doing it, though. I think he's bringing it back next year. That's what the scuttlebutt is around town. Is he's going to bring it back next year. But the thing is, if you were to have no injuries this year, I still think they're at best a 7-win football team because busting a coverage has nothing to do with an injury. Not being able to tackle has nothing to do with an injury.
We tackle? Okay, I didn't know we did. No, I'm just saying. I didn't know we did. Okay.
Not being able to cover guys.
Terrible.
I understand that you might be better. But the problem that you bring up with this, Doc, too, I don't think there's a large difference between the starters and the backups in terms of skill ability.
I agree.
I just don't think so. And if you want to say it's coverage, well, they were largely healthy on the back end for majority of the year, and they were still terrible. They weren't getting a pass rush when they were healthy. They're still not getting a pass rush. They won't get a pass rush as long as this group is together. They just don't get one.
Right.
So I don't understand how you can blame injuries. And that, to me, is where I look at Dan Quinn and his scheme and say, I got to try something else.
Yeah. He's lucky he's got a nice ownership group. They're really nice people.
Well, and this brings up the bigger question on it, Doc. Because if I'm saying I want a different scheme. I want someone that runs something different. Find me someone that has worked with Mike McDonald and runs that scheme. Mm-hmm. You mentioned a Wink Martindale who's going to blitz you till the cows come home.
I just want somebody that gives the Shanahan system the finger.
Yes. So if I'm saying that, Doc, and Dan Quinn's a defensive head coach, and he's not going to be running his defense if I'm asking for somebody new, then what exactly do you do here?
Well, I think he's the best coach on your staff, personally. I think he's the best individual coach. I think he has a gift beyond anyone's ability to communicate, get people to trust him, and play their butt off for him. So why isn't he coaching people? I don't understand that, but that's his decision. I respect it.
Do you think if he keeps play calling and basically assumes the defensive coordinator position, they'll hire someone in that role to assist alongside him? But if he keeps that role as the defensive coordinator, is this defense better next year? They're going to have to put resources into it.
Yeah, well, I would think so. I think anything that he's involved in, if he's got, because has that effect on people. They want to succeed for him. They want to please him. People are not going to just sabotage him. And I believe that. It's just like Joe Gibbs is an offensive guy. He didn't give a damn about you thinking that he couldn't run a defense. He wasn't interested in that. He got somebody he could. He trusted him Pettibone.
Yeah.
So, because he knew what his gift was. For him not to have done his thing and been in offense and run everything, it would have been insane. Because that's his gift. People have that gift, should be doing it. I could never imagine Joe not involved in the schematics or whatever. No. But let DQ do whatever the hell he wants to do. But just be responsible for the outcome. You don't get a pass. You can't get – you're responsible for the outcome. This outcome was terrible.
What did you make of the reporting and stuff coming out from the Christmas game that the Turpin touchdown was given up, the long one, and Quan Martin got benched the rest of the game for it?
Hallelujah. There's consequences for failure.
Thank you.
If they're not, what the hell are we doing? This is not Little League. This is not Pop Warner. You know what I mean? You don't get All the kids get a drink, you know, no matter what.
Yes.
That ain't the world we're living in right now.
Preach.
This is winner take all. Okay, loser walks home. So, okay, if it's 2.5 mile radius, we'll give you a ride. Anything under 2 miles, you walk. And I guess that offended people that they took him out.
No, it should not.
Well,
if you screw up in professional sports, you have to be held accountable.
All week. Everybody's got a laptop. That's all they do is practice, watch film, got a laptop, have meetings. That's all. That's your profession. And you get in the game. And by the way, did I say he's the fastest man in the league? That's like Bob Hayes running by somebody and they go, man, I didn't know he was that fast. What the hell were you doing all week? So some coach should also be docked.
Yes.
Whoever coaches that position, Slim, you don't eat with us. Bring your own food. So yeah. You know my deal. If the chow line would be cut down if we don't win, you bring your own stuff. I'm not feeding you if we don't win. You think it's funny, right?
No.
We didn't get food. Okay, I know it's primitive time. All these great restaurants at the time that would come out and serve us. All the things we got, we didn't get them when we lost. We got them when we won. 14-2. What? It doesn't matter how much money a person has. We're incentive-based as competitive human beings. Once you fail to have the ability to connect with me, you lose me.
Yeah, I mean, if you learn that you can give mediocre effort and it still gets the job done, even if it's not well, and you're not going to be held accountable,
not happening.
You're going to give a mediocre effort.
Not happening.
And you're going to find the line at which you can give the least amount of effort.
That country club thing they got going over there, man, I'd have been busted that thing up. No, man, we don't operate that way. Bring your own. Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Talking about coaches, defensive coordinator Joe Witt, reports are they're going to have a new defensive coordinator, but that's likely. That's not surprising. But with a new defensive coordinator, do you also want to see a new defensive scheme? We can also dive into the offensive coordinator with Cliff Kingsbury. If he leaves this offseason for whatever reason, is that as bad as some people feel that it may be? Again, 800-636-1067. Toby Altizer, Doc Walker sitting in for Grant and Danny today on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
Big moment, baby brother.
Derrick Queen, man.
Woo, boy, I could see it just visualizing the play. And the queen, man,
oh,
with the bucket.
Off the glass.
Yeah.
Doc, are we allowed to do this on this platform? Am I allowed to say that I was wrong about something?
Be yourself. Be honest.
I was wrong about Derrick Queen. I was like, I'm not interested in him for the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Hard pass. I'm glad they took Trey Johnson. But Derrick Queen, averaging 13.3, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, just under 50% from the field. Kid can play.
He's got a knack. Certain people just have a knack for things. That's how he's not the most athletic looking dude. It's the why you think that. There's nothing he really can't do.
He's one of my favorite types of players, though. Big dude inside. He can do a little bit of everything.
Right. And he is, what he shadows is the killer instinct in him. He's a killer.
Yeah.
No, he really is. And yeah, you're right. I can understand where you were with him. They went after him, and it would have been great, but, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes it's not good to be at home.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still rooting for him. I hope he does well out in New Orleans, and obviously it's been a great start to his rookie year. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Talking about the defensive coordinator position and likely going to replace Joe Witt Jr., do you also want to see a new scheme come in with it? Again, 800-636-1067. Steve is in Maryland. Steve, what's going on? You there?
Say goodbye.
All right, I'm going to throw Steve back on hold. Yeah. Let's get to one of Doc's
like
guys.
Big Tony.
Big Tony, what's going on?
What's happening, Shawty? Hey, Shawty, look here. Happy New Year's and Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Jewish stuff and all that good stuff, man. Look here. Hey, Slim. You need players. I mean, don't put it on the coach. Everybody's blaming the coach. Everybody's blaming the offense. The quarterback was out. The people were out. Same thing with my people. The people are out. You can't do anything when your people are out. Now they say, oh, well, you got to have people behind them.
Who's your people? Our audience doesn't know who your people. Who are you?
Oh,
who are your people?
I'm a Steelers fan. So,
oh, okay. We lost, all right.
So when we lost our first three receivers, and then you had 79-year-old Thielen and 88-year-old Vandell Scantling,
right,
who is Rodgers' best friend.
Right.
But if you look at the tape, my man was on two of the plays. They were wide slam open. The running back was wide open, and Freiermuth was wide open. But we ain't going to go to that. Doc, I told you a month ago. When Baltimore was losing,
right,
and everybody's like, oh, Baltimore ain't going. I said, Baltimore's going to win the division.
Right,
it's going to come down to that one game, because here's the dirty little secret. I'm happy. Well, I'm not happy, but I am happy because I paid for Christmas. I made $500 on the game. Why? Because I knew that they would die. I tell you all the time. Okay, two, three years ago, New England –
Wait. You better get your team. You better get the Steelers.
Yes, Doc, it's not personal. It's business. It's business. Doc,
say
listen
goodbye
to me.
Say goodbye.
Hey, Tony, appreciate
it. No, Doc, listen to me.
I can't have a man on that bets against his team and brags about it. You can keep it to yourself and go and make your money, but you're not going to come on and ruin your reputation completely, what little of it you have, Still a nation now, I would disown him. All right? You can't do that.
No. 800-636-1067.
Even Linnell wouldn't do that.
Keith is in New York. It sounds like he's able to explain something that me and you are still not able to explain.
Oh, really?
Keith, what's going on?
Gentlemen, it's great to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now, the reason I'm thinking why we are not letting our younger players play, and I hope that I'm wrong on this, is you take our older vets like Zach and Bobby, and I'm sure that their contracts are based on incentives, tackles, games played, yards made, catches, etc. Now, I'm going to be really disappointed in the coaching staff if they are playing these guys to get them their incentives instead of playing our younger guys when we're out of playoff contention and giving them a chance and seeing what we have in the future. What do you guys think?
Appreciate it, Keith. I'm not saying you have to throw a guy directly onto the bench and he doesn't see the field, Doc. That's the issue that I have is, well, you got to put someone on the bench and I want to play the young guys. That means you're just going to do it at the expense of the... I'm not taking away... If Zach Ertz were still healthy, I'm not saying Ertz is playing five snaps. Ertz can still play a big amount, but Ben Sinnott takes priority. He's the one that plays 65, 70% of snaps. Johnny Newton, I don't need to see Daron Payne go out there and play 60% of snaps. That's Johnny Newton for now. He can go to the Newton role of playing 35% of snaps. I'm not asking you to just say, hey, you go sit on the bench. But what I am asking is prioritize that some of these young guys get opportunities now.
Players play. You make plays, you play. You don't make plays, I've tried to find your replacement. Why am I playing you if you don't make plays? And if you do something that made me keep you, why wouldn't I show you off? I remember camp hearing about all these young guys and hearing about their speed and this and that. I would have lost everything. That's why I don't bet. I would have lost everything. If you told me they weren't going to play in the games. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, we heard so much about Jordan McGee, and it took everything imaginable just to get him on the field to make plays.
It made him sound like he was either illiterate and can't learn, which I don't buy. That means you can't teach. Everybody can be taught. I don't blame the student. I blame the teacher. Either way, I have got to eliminate myself from one of these two factors. See, I can't go move forward as status quo. I can't do it. Not going to do it. Can't do it. Won't do it.
800-636-1067. Let's try this one more time. Steve in Maryland, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, you hear me?
Gotcha, Steve.
All right. Hey. First of all, it's a pleasure. Doc Walker,
yes,
big
sir.
Fan. Parents was a big fan of you when you suited up. Burgundy and gold.
You don't sound that old.
Kobe. I'm getting there. Catch it up.
Okay.
But my thing is when coaches get hired, they were obviously a good coordinator upward. Now, you see Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson gets hired because he's a good coordinator. Who is the offensive coordinator for the Bears? I have no idea, and I'm sure not a lot of people do. Because Ben Johnson stepped up and said, hey, I want my offense to look like this, and this is how it's going to look. So I got it. You take a seat. You take a back seat and learn something. Kyle Shanahan, same thing. He got hired because he was a good offensive coordinator. Take a back seat, son. Learn something. Dan Quinn, you got hired because you were a good defensive coach. Your defense has been suspect, not just here, not just this year, but last year as well.
Yeah.
Now, what take you so long to step up to make sure your defense is getting right? I haven't heard too many stuff during the season as him stepping in more to try to help, but it seems like it's taking a little too long for you to do that, and that's what upsets me. Like, if you're the head coach and you got hired because you were a good defensive coach, your side of the ball better be running like a tight ship.
100%.
That's just me.
Appreciate the phone call, Steve.
Good stuff, Steve.
To answer his question, Declan Doyle is the offensive coordinator for the Bears. You ever heard of that guy?
That's the first time I've ever heard his name.
His point is correct. Yeah, and
first time I ever heard his name.
That's one thing that shocks me a little bit. I'm curious your thoughts on this, Doc. That's okay. One thing that shocks me a little bit is that people are thinking that he's going to hire a defensive coordinator and go back to being the CEO. Why the heck wouldn't he just stay in charge of the defense? Doesn't he also realize that he's on his last leg if next year doesn't go well?
Brother, we smoke out of the same peace pipe. I have been saying this from day one. What are we talking about? He's the best coach, in my opinion, on your staff. So he should be coaching a position or people. He should have an influence over a unit that actually determines whether we win or lose. Not the press conference coach. I can find someone else to go babysit the media. He's great at that, but I don't win games with his interaction with the media. I win games when the people he's in front of in his office in a coaching environment take that and put it on the field and give me results. We're not getting the desired results right now we want offensively or defensively. And you've got a fan base that's screaming for us to do certain things offensively. What other fan bases do you hear screaming about a strategy to their coaches? Who's doing that? Are people in New England screaming for more runs or more passes? I don't think so. They got a guy that people are talking about being MVP who's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They brought over a receiver, a guy people thought he was a malcontent, playing pretty well for them. They have an offensive coordinator over there who's a horrible head coach, but a hell of a coordinator because he gets results. What are our results? You deem this a successful operation?
One year was. This year has not been.
Okay, but what are we going to do about it?
Well, that's what worries me, Doc, is I go into next year. How much faith can you honestly say you have in the defense for next season? Understanding that there's still a lot to go. They got to hire a defensive coordinator. They're going to make moves this offseason.
Let me ask you a question. Sorry to interrupt you. Who was our first defensive acquisition last year? When we said we got to firm things up, who's the first guy they went out and got?
Bobby? Was it Bobby?
No. That was 2 years ago.
Javon Kinlaw?
That's the first guy, right?
Yeah.
So that we have a problem with our defensive front. So the guy who's in charge of groceries went out and got a guy. How many sacks does he have so far? I know the season's not over. We got one more game. How many sacks does he have?
As many as Ryan Clary and Darius Dameron? Zero. As many as me and you?
Okay,
zero.
So what you're saying is that the guy they went after and got and brought in as to be a fixer, a solution, a guy of a solution, he failed, right?
Yes, and I'm not shocked by it at all.
Okay. So what are we going to do about that? So do you get to pick wrong people, make bad decisions, have a crappy statistical unit, and nothing? We just move on as business as usual? I'm asking because I don't know.
No, it's a good point because you talk about acquisitions that you've made to improve that. Johnny Newton's supposed to make a big impact. You spent a top 40 pick on this guy, and he's not doing it. Right. You spent $15 million a year on Javon Kinlaw. He's not doing it.
But why is Newton not doing it? He didn't play a whole lot now.
No. My thing is it the injuries that slowed him down?
The foot injury. So what you're saying is that he's hurt. Oh, he's been injured.
But you drafted him knowing that. Or, even worse, if you didn't know about it and you still drafted him, that's even worse.
Okay. Oh, look at you. Look at you.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in.
You do have an investigative side about you.
Sometimes.
Okay.
What do you make of the coaching staff and what changes you want to see made going into next year? You're listening to Grant and Danny with Toby Altizer and Doc Walker sitting in for the guys on New Year's Eve.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, so working left to right. 118-117. Heat on top. Champagne near midcourt on the left side. Champagne does not have a timeout. It's got to get it in. Into Carrington. Carrington left sideline. Guarded by Hawkes. Carrington drives. Left elbow. Flips up the shot.
Whoa!
Scores at the buzzer. He's mobbed by his teammates. He put it high off the glass to avoid the Hawkes block. And Bob Carrington driving and scoring. And the Wizards winning 119-118.
That's another one of those great moments of 2025 that might be a bad thing. How did that affect their lottery odds? Do we remember? I don't know if it did or not. I think they might have been locked in where they were. But
I don't think it did.
For them, still, I'm sick of the NBA lottery. I'm really done with it.
Well, maybe they'll make some changes. That is what's going on. But, I mean, it's...
The lowest they could pick was sixth, Doc, and they picked sixth. Now, luckily, yeah. I think Trey Johnson is just fine. And I think Alex Saar, when they did get the second overall pick, I think Alex Saar is
not a bust.
Might be.
He's not a bust.
When all said and done, the best player in that draft.
He's
so
not a bust.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm praying they get better luck this year. I would love to see A.J. DeBonsa in the red, white, and blue of the Wizards.
You. Yeah. Yeah, I've given up on all of it because I don't trust it. If you're asking me if I don't think anything they do is rigged, I'd say you'll never have my trust again.
Well, I mean, the frozen envelope.
Yeah, I don't trust them. I don't trust them.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Mike in Landover. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, sir? Evening, gentlemen.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, like I was mentioning, I think what they're waiting to do is just have a complete reset and don't want to have these kids pick up any more bad habits or anything negative. For, you know what I'm saying, how the year's been going and have a complete reset, a different philosophy on offense and defense. And I think, to be honest with you, they're going to get rid of Kingsbury. I don't know if Doc remembered, but I had mentioned last year how Houston
what's his name, but the biggest key. And you see they did the same change to their offensive coordinator because it's too consistent on Daniels being in the shotgun and too much of his ability and not allowing the rest of the team have a continuous flow. And they want to see what that kid Sanders still in the corner because he's not really, the number one corner. But he fits somewhere in the scheme, and they really want to fit the players they have, so they have to see exactly what they have. And that's what I think they're going to, because Klingsbury, Appreciate that. I'm glad he's here the second year, but it shows.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Mike, this is good stuff, man. Well thought out. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm in that club, too. I like Cliff. I just like him with somebody else. We just don't agree philosophically. We have a different – doesn't mean he's wrong or I'm right. All I'm saying is that it does not my cup of tea. Because when I come into a fight and I already know what your strategy is, you lost me.
Yeah, I like Cliff. And I think if you gave me the option, I would keep Cliff over DQ. But I think there are some frustrations about his philosophy. You do need to see him committed to run the football. And when I say run the football, Doc, I'm not saying RPO. I'm not saying read option. I'm saying turn the ball or turn around and hand the ball off to whoever the running back is.
Yeah, but since we agree that we disagree, let's just part ways. You know, all I'm saying is that I don't want to argue with you because you've already making me look bad enough because you make me look like I'm not in charge.
Yeah.
Why am I arguing with you? You work for me. I'm telling you, I don't like the results. So you're going to defy me and just do it anyway? Then you gone.
Well, and I'm still mystified because it never seems to match what I see with my eyes.
You got to be willing to accept what you see from these people.
Well, and I look, I'm someone that leans more on what I see versus what the numbers tell me because numbers can lie. But, Doc, if I told you that the Washington Commanders come into Week 18 as the team with the fourth most rushing yards, would you believe me?
No, I would think it's a loaded question.
And they're the 14th. They've run the ball the 14th most times. So there's kind of what we're talking about, not committing to it. They're fifth in the league in yards per attempt. Mm-hmm. So maybe right there it tells you the fact that they are fifth in yards per attempt and fourth in yards, but they're only 14th in rush attempts, you should run the football more. They're 60 behind the Buffalo Bills, who are number one in terms of rushing attempts this season.
Even the youngest fans to the game can see that, and they feel that. What if people walk them down the street see you? When they see me, they go, hey, man, why don't they run the ball more? That's what everybody stops me.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? I don't have a direct line to them. If I did, it's the same thing I would do. I mean, he's doing his job. He's getting paid. They obviously are cool with him. They keep paying him. Why should he stop doing what he's doing? Obviously, nobody in the building has a problem with his play selection. So why should he change?
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We'll wrap things up in the final hour coming up next at 7:45. We'll turn things over to Wizards basketball. But until then, Toby Altizer and Doc Walker with you here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.